Tell me about your track, Dark Knight.
That was inspired by a Barry Sachs line that Aaron Bartel from the band played. We were just jamming, waiting for people to show up for a rehearsal. And Aaron was just warming up with the intro riff, like, and we just all were like, wait, what is that? What is that? And then we just kind of wrote the song pretty much there. Like a couple of the main melodies were written on the spot there in that rehearsal. And then we just kind of fleshed it out, but we wanted that to be like upbeat, but like not overly energetic song. And it's worked really well. Like, as soon as we started playing that live, it was like, we had a few people be like, you know, like, I want that song. And like, you know, and, just immediately kind of dug it. So, yeah, that was nice. I really like playing that song live, too. It's fun.
I understand you're going to be touring in support of the new record. Tell me about that.
In May, we will be out west for pretty much all of May. We got some festivals out west, which will be great. And then we're back home for like a month to do a couple shows here. And then we're out east for a couple weeks. And then we're back home for a couple weeks to do a couple more shows and festivals. And then we're out west again at the end of July and August. And then I think out east again in September. We just wanted to like amp it up a little bit and do like three or four tours. And then potentially doing some flying in gigs for festivals in the fall. So. I'm really excited. Touring's always been one of my, actually probably my most favorite part of being in a band and being in a pseudo successful band, like, and, you know, meeting new people and seeing new places, seeing different parts of Canada I never knew existed. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Do you have a website where we can go for tickets and to keep track of those performances?
We do have a website. It's under construction right now, so it will just route you back to our Facebook page. So we have Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all the different streaming platforms like Apple Music, Google Play, Spotify, of course, Bandcamp. And you can find us anywhere on the socials. I make sure to respond if you ever want to drop us a line to anyone listening to this. Like, I'll usually respond very quickly and enthusiastically. especially if someone's taking the time to like message us about something about the band. I think that's great. Like, you know, it means a lot.
I'd like to take us out with your song, A Song for Sterling. What can you tell me about that one?
A Song for Sterling is, I think for me, like a really personal song. It was written at like maybe like as the band was like a year old. But that first riff that opens it up is kind of like abrasive. And it was kind of meant to be. Like I wanted it to like really be kind of cutting. Cause I remember watching I was watching the news, which is like terrible to do sometimes. And it was during that period where a lot of like, you know, like black men and women were being like brutally beaten and harassed and murdered by police officers like all over the states, and you know, the news was covering this, and I was, you know, I just felt like terrible watching this. And you know, I guess up until that point, I hadn't, you know when you know something is there, but it's not like in, it's only in your peripherals or not even there. It's just like you don't really see it. But then over this, you know, during the Black Lives Matter movement, I you know, like you were being shown this a lot, and like, oh, this happens a lot, you know. And and I remember like writing a lot of this song watching that, and I wanted to convey my confusion and anger about the situation of like, well, this is super terrible for this group, this community, you know. And then the last part of the song is just about like, maybe like the hopefulness, like it'll kind of like, you know, like it'll get better. And Sterling is, it's the last name of Alton Sterling, and he was one of the men who was, an unarmed man who was shot by police. So yeah, it's kind of like, I guess, like a tribute for him, because that's what I was watching at the time.
Very emotionally evocative song.
Yeah.
And thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
absolutely. Thanks so much for having me.